What is an AI native developer? Roles, skills, and agent operating structure. An AI native developer designs systems that enable AI to perform implementation work while taking charge of problem definition, constraint setting, quality validation, and ultimate responsibility. This article explains documentation, agent harnesses, team adoption procedures, performance metrics, and safety principles from a practical perspective. The key to AI-native development is not prompt techniques, but designing systems that can delegate work and validate the results. Even if AI generates code quickly, problem definition, product judgment, architectural decisions, security reviews, and accountability are not automatically resolved. Providing specifications, constraints, schemas, and decision records as managed documentation makes it easier for agents to work within a consistent context. The plan, draft, and review stages can be implemented with a single agent. Multi-agent systems should be chosen only when the benefits of separation outweigh the costs and complexity. The success of team adoption should be evaluated by task completion time, defect rate, rework rate, cost, and the human review burden rather than by the volume of code generated. An AI-native developer is not simply someone who is proficient with tools such as ChatGPT, Claude Code, and GitHub Copilot. More precisely, an AI-native developer can be defined as a developer who designs the context, tools, permissions, and evaluation criteria that enable AI to perform executable tasks. While humans remain responsible for goal setting, verification, approval, and accountability. However, AI-native developer is not an official certification or a standardized job title agreed upon across the industry. The scope of automation also varies according to the risk level of the organization and product, so it should not be equated with handing every decision over to AI. Definition of an AI-native developer. AI-native development treats AI not as an auxiliary code completion tool, but as a development execution layer. Humans structure the work to be done and define success criteria and prohibited conditions, while AI performs exploration, drafting, execution, and modification within the permitted scope. The core roles are divided as follows: human, problem definition, priorities, constraints, risk classification, approval criteria, and final accountability AI agent. Information retrieval, draft planning, code and test creation, static analysis and iterative modification harness, documentation, tools, permissions, state management, tests, logs, cost limits, and stop conditions. An AI agent generally refers to a system in which a language model uses tools and selects its next action based on intermediate results. Unlike a workflow that follows a predetermined procedure, an agent can dynamically determine the order of tasks within its permitted scope. Category: AI-assisted development. AI-native development role of AI code completion or question and answer tool, part of the work execution layer, input primarily short prompt specifications, repository context, constraints, and evaluation criteria human role implement directly. Then use AI for assistance problem design, exception handling, verification, and approval quality management relies on manual developer checks, includes tests, evaluators, and review rules in the harness operating model. Depends on individual usage practices managed through reproducible team processes and policies. An important principle is that work can be delegated, but accountability cannot. AI may make low-risk operational decisions, but high-impact decisions involving security, privacy, payments, healthcare, legal matters, or production changes require stronger human approval. Coding equalization and new differentiators for developers' generative AI lowers the barriers to repetitive implementation tasks such as writing boilerplate, finding API usage examples, drafting tests, and suggesting refactoring. It has a certain equalizing effect because even less experienced developers can produce working drafts faster than before. However, it is inaccurate to conclude that the gap in coding skills has disappeared. Evaluating AI-generated results still requires the following knowledge: the ability to identify contradictory or missing requirements, the ability to design system boundaries and data Flow's the ability to assess trade-offs among performance, security, cost, and maintainability, the ability to identify plausible but incorrect implementations, the ability to trace causes, and recover when failures occur. The capabilities that create greater differentiation in the AI era include the following. Problem definition. Clarify the problem users actually experience and the conditions for success. Product and UX judgment. Evaluate user flows, comprehensibility, accessibility, and trust rather than merely the existence of features. Decomposition. Break large goals into small, verifiable tasks. Evaluation design. Create tests, checklists, scorecards, and approval criteria first. Context design. Organize documentation and repositories so AI can accurately find only the information it needs. Risk judgment. Distinguish between tasks that can be automated and those requiring human approval. Ultimately, as implementation becomes faster, the ability to determine what should be built and why, and whether the result is good enough, becomes more valuable. Markdown and source of truth document design agents do not automatically know an organization's tacit knowledge. If requirements and constraints are scattered across conversations, meetings, code comments, and individual memories, agents are more likely to repeat the same questions or work from different assumptions. Markdown is useful as a practical documentation format because its change history is easy to manage in Git, and it is relatively simple for both humans to read and AI to process. More important than the file format itself, however, is clearly designating which document is the current source of truth. Information to include in the source of truth product goals, non-goals, and user scenarios, functional requirements and verifiable acceptance, criteria repository structure and responsibilities by module API contracts, data models, and migration rules, coding conventions, test commands, and deployment. Procedures, architecture decision records and reasons for changes, access permissions, prohibited actions, and human approval conditions, known limitations, incident response procedures, and responsible personnel. A GitHub issue can record the task background, scope, acceptance criteria, related documents, and definition of done. Long-term architecture and operational rules should be kept in version-controlled documentation, such as a docs directory, with issues linking to those documents. Example task specification hash goal improve login failure messages so users know how to recover. Hash scope web login screen Korean and English messages. Hash out of scope, changes to the authentication method, changes to the password policy, hash acceptance criteria, do not reveal externally whether an account exists. Pass accessibility checks and existing authentication tests. It must be possible to revert to the original behavior if the change fails. Hash verification commands npm test, npm run lint well-organized documentation, can reduce the need for an agent to read the entire codebase each time. However, this does not necessarily reduce token usage or cost. If documentation is duplicated or outdated, it may instead cause more exploration and incorrect modifications. Documentation owners, update schedules, and automated validation rules should be established together. Passwords, API keys, actual customer data, and excessive database permissions must not be recorded in documentation. Schema examples should be de-identified, and secrets should be managed in a separate secure store. Minimum structure of an AI agent harness engineering refers to designing the execution system surrounding a model. This includes system instructions, tool integrations, context retrieval, permissions, memory, tests, observability, retries, and stop conditions. A minimal execution loop can consist of plan, draft, and review. Stage key question output handling failure plan, is this task necessary? And what are its scope and risks? Plan, targets for change, and verification method, request additional information, or stop the task draft, was the plan implemented in the smallest safe unit? Code, tests, and documentation changes, revise a limited number of times review, does the result meet the requirements and quality standards? Evaluation results, defect list, and approval recommendation rework or escalate to a human in actual harness requires the following controls. Permitted files, commands, networks, and data scope maximum execution time, number of tool calls, and cost limits stop conditions when tests fail or uncertainty is high logs of all inputs. Tool calls, changes, and approvals a human approval stage before production deployment rollback procedures for. Returning to the original state single agent and multi-agent approaches, plan, draft, and review, do not necessarily require three separate models or agents. A single agent can perform them using stage-specific instructions and tools. In a multi-agent structure, roles can be divided as follows. Planner analyzes requirements and reviews the necessity, scope, and risk of a feature. Generator writes code, tests, and documentation according to the plan. Evaluator inspects the results using independent criteria and identifies defects and areas for improvement. Role separation can support independent criticism and parallel exploration. On the other hand, it also increases the complexity of call costs, latency, state synchronization, and tracing the causes of errors. For simple tasks, deterministic scripts or a single agent may be more reliable. And multi-agent systems should be adopted only when measured improvements justify the added complexity. Adoption process for teams and companies, AI adoption announcements, and training alone do not create an AI-native organization. Permitted scope, data policies, quality standards, and accountability structures must be established together. Step 1. Establish baselines and policies measure current task duration, defect rates, review wait times, and deployment frequency. Define which data cannot be entered and which tools may be used. Distinguish tasks that can be executed automatically from those requiring human approval. Step 2. Champions and a limited pilot designate champions within the team who have experience using AI and the ability to provide training. A champion's role is not to promote tools, but to document reproducible use cases, failure cases, and safety guidelines. It is safer to begin pilots with work whose results are easy to verify, such as test generation, internal documentation organization, and low-risk refactoring. Step 3. Standardize successful patterns, prioritize recording input documents and evaluation criteria over prompts that happen to work. Create shared issue templates and a definition of done. Automate tests, linting, security checks, and review procedures. Document causes of failure and points requiring human intervention. Step 4. Operations and expansion expand the scope of application when pilot results improve upon the baseline. Tool selection, training, cost management, access permissions, incident response, and periodic evaluation should be connected within a single operating system. Metrics for measuring performance lines of code generated or the number of times AI is used do not directly demonstrate productivity or quality. Outcome-focused metrics, such as the following, should be measured together. Area recommended metric caution when interpreting speed time from task start to deployment include review and rework time. Quality post-deployment defect rate, test failure rate, separate easy tasks from difficult ones. Efficiency model cost per task, number of tool calls do not exclude the cost of human review. Reliability rollback rate, security warnings, permission violations also consider the possibility of undetected issues. Adoption percentage of teams using it repeatedly, completed real-world work, distinguish these from simple logins or call counts. Experience developer satisfaction, cognitive load, review fatigue may increase even when speed improves. Compare the results of AI using groups and conventional approaches on the same types of tasks, and observe not only short-term speed, but also maintenance costs and incidents. Security and quality risks, because AI agents can read code, execute commands, and retrieve external content, they have a broader attack surface than ordinary chat systems. The main risks include the following: prompt injection that causes agents to follow instructions hidden in repository documents or external pages, granting unnecessary access to files, databases, or deployments incorrect code that uses non-existent APIs or packages introduction of vulnerable dependencies or code with unclear licensing, weakening the validation criteria themselves to make tests pass external transmission of customer data, secret keys, and internal code, unexpected cost increases from repeated execution. The principles for mitigation are least privilege, isolated execution environments, allow lists, separation of secrets, independent testing, change logs, and human approval. In particular, evaluating an agent's implementation using only tests written by the same agent may miss shared errors. So it is better to retain existing regression tests and separate review criteria. How to avoid overreacting to tools, new models, plugins, and agent frameworks continue to emerge, but there is no need to learn every tool. Tools should be evaluated using the following questions rather than by name or popularity. Is the repetitive work currently being addressed clearly defined? Can the tool connect safely to the existing development environment and permission system? Can its output quality be verified automatically or manually? Can its cost, latency, and failure rate be observed? Will the specifications, tests, and documentation remain even if the tool is replaced? Using one tool suited to the team to complete a real product improvement from start to finish, and measuring the result is more valuable than superficially learning how to use multiple tools. AI native developer practice checklist document goals, non-goals, and acceptance criteria before implementation. Minimize the tools and access scope available to AI. Break large tasks into independently verifiable units. Require tests, documentation, and rollback methods together with code. Have a human review the diff and execution results for important changes. Record failures, retries, costs, and human interventions. Measure whether automation actually improved quality and completion time. Allow the agent to reject or escalate low-value or high-risk tasks. Conclusion: the competitive advantage of an AI-native developer does not come from a specific prompt or tool name. It comes from the ability to define problems accurately, create an environment in which agents can execute safely, evaluate the quality of results, and take responsibility for them. AI can quickly produce many parts of an implementation, but it does not automatically guarantee the right product direction, user experience, system safety, or final accountability. Developers should therefore not abandon coding, but expand their roles, building on their coding knowledge, to include specifications, evaluation, product judgment, and system operations.